prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 7 September 2021. I'm sitting there thinking as I said that. 73 years ago today, I was born about 8:20 in the morning, my mommy said, on Labor Day. So I've got a few miles on me since him. Nonetheless, we're with you tonight. I'm glad you're out there, and I do mean that. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's so sweet to have you with us. And I got to tell you, tonight we're going to bring in a program I've been excited to bring for the last week. You get a pen and paper handy. I want you to stay tuned. Do not go away on this. Stay tuned for this program. Don't miss it. You might want to get a copy for your friends, because what we're going to say tonight is going to change lives. It's the first time in all the years that I've been on the radio, and that's been almost 30 years, almost 29 years, that we are doing something that I can see has the potential of changing something besides just bellowing and yelling and whining and baying and bawing and going home. This is something that may help. And before we do that, I want to make mention again, folks, that I'm going to give the information again for Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel is also now a huge part of this fight. And what you hear tonight with Coach Dave Dubemar, you're going to think, well, man, maybe there is hope to stop some of this horrendous movement to destroy what's left of our country and to destroy what's left of our children's future. And folks, I promise you, and I hate to say this, but most children in this country today, because of the parents and their grandparents, and I'm one of them, are dumber than rocks when it comes to what's right and wrong, even moral and immoral. That's just the nation today. But we're going to do something about that if at all possible. We're going to fight back no matter what the results in our eyes. We're going to do what's right because God said do it. But don't forget, if you have a job where you've been told you either take the vax or go home, or you think it's the potential you may have, you may be told to take the vaccination or go home, I want you to remember Liberty Counsel. They will fight for you, and they are fighting for people out there by the dozens, but maybe by the hundreds by now. And I want you to write this down. Please, write this site down. LC, that stands for Liberty Counsel, lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccines. On there, you'll be led into how to fill out a form for religious exemption. Whether you've been told by your boss or not, you have to get a vaccination. You get that made and take it to them to preempt their move. If you've been told if you don't take, you'll be fired, get a copy and take it to your supervisor right away. If they ignore it, you go to another contact, liberty@lc.org. liberty@lc.org. You report the results to Liberty Counsel. They will take it from there, folks, and they will pick up on it, and they will run with that. And just more or less write a letter and tell your boss, if they don't stop this, they're going to be sued and taken to court. Now, that's a fact. That's what's going on. And if you don't have the ability to go online, write down this phone number. If you call them, you tell them Pastor Butch Paul sent you over. Okay? The number is 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. Folks, gird up your loins, pick up your sword, pick up your shield, and go in there and kick some hind end. It's time for the church and the people of God, his heirs, Christ's heirs, to go to battle and stand up and say, enough is enough. We're not backing any further. Now, let's do that. And don't forget our T-shirts offer now with the No Fear T-shirts. With the lion unmasked and the sheep wearing a mask. And it says above them, the T-shirt, for God has not given the spirit of fear. So make a statement. Make a stand. Do what you have to do, folks, and make a difference while you can. We don't have a lot of time left. If we don't stand now, we're in trouble. And our guest tonight, Coach Dave Dubemeyer, said something as he spoke in Missouri that a very good point I hadn't really thought about. He said something along the lines, if Donald Trump had been reelected, we wouldn't be here now. In other words, be in Missouri. We went back to sleep. Donald Trump will be reelected. Well, we know he's cheated. But it makes no difference. This is what was needed to kick some of the lazy people off the stinking pews and get up in the fight. And tonight we're going to have Coach Dave share what he and a couple other people, Dr. Tim Penny and a few other people are involved in. And something that, now write this down also and check this out. TheChristianRevolution.net. TheChristianEvolution.net. We are going to take it back to them. You can't win on defense. If you don't have the ball in your hands, boys, you can't run with it. You got to get the ball and run with it. TheChristianRevolution.net. And Coach Dave Dubemeyer, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight.
Oh, thanks, Butch. And it's been overwhelming. I've been sick as a dog, Butch, for about 4 days, sleeping all the time, crazy. And so we were up here in Cleveland, Ohio, getting ready to jump on a plane and go to Oklahoma for 3 days of rallies. And just got word that our daughter is having an emergency C-section, so I gotta jump in the car and drive back home. I'm gonna miss the events out in Oklahoma. And I gotta tell you, Butch, I know we're over the target. I cannot believe the spiritual opposition to what it is that we've been doing.
Oh, I know. Tom, give him a little bit more volume, please. I can barely hear him. But now, Coach, I don't want to keep you on this very long, but why are they doing an emergency C-section? What do you think the problem is?
Well, we knew it was going to happen, but the little guy seems to be having some problems shedding urine and that kind of stuff. And so my daughter's belly just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the doctors looked at it and said, yes, maybe he's got some digestive issues. And so we're going to have to take the baby. We thought they were going to take it, Butch, on... in about 10 days. But she went to the doctor today, and the doc says, nope, we're going in there now. I'm going to get that little thing out because there's so much fluid in there that they believe that if her water were to break, Butch, it would just be such a gush coming out of her that, that little guy may not be able to survive it. It's okay. It's in the hands of the Lord. But
What's your daughter's name? Maggie. Folks, you prayer warriors, take this to God, please. Pray for Maggie and the baby. Is the baby got a name yet?
Declan.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Declan. D-E-C-L-I-N.
Never heard that before. All right.
No, it's anointed and light of God. Declan. Anointed and light of God.
All right. Please take Maggie and Declan to the prayer before the Lord. Ask him to give them the strength and the ability to get through this and get the doctor's skill to get handle this, folks. That's important. We're talking about Coach Dave's grandson and daughter. Please take the prayer. Please.
Yeah. I know
you will.
Butch, it's really traumatic because she's going to give birth to the baby. And they're going to immediately take it from one hospital to another hospital because of the intensive work that they think that they have, may have to help to get the baby's stomach to operate correctly. So my daughter's distraught because she's going to give birth to her baby and they won't be able to see it for it.
Is this the first one?
Oh, no, it's her fourth.
Fourth one, okay.
Yeah, she's a great, great mother. God, my goodness, what a great mother she is. And, we just believe that he's fearfully and wonderfully made. But so,
amen.
We do covet your prayers, and we trust the Lord that no weapons formed against him is going to prosper.
Well, I know you got all your mom. If you have to think of it, you text me tomorrow and tell me how she's doing.
I'll do that.
And how Declan's doing also. Please do that. All right, we're getting what I'm going to talk about, Coach, because I'm excited about this. When you shared this with me the other day, I was excited. I even shared what I could with our Bible study group, because for the first time in a long time, you heard me talking about the Liberty Council has actually taken it to the businesses, to the schools, and suing the people because they're telling the people they will get fired if they don't take a vaccination, and they're actually taking the battle to them. Now, before we get to discussing this, I want you to listen to what our governor right here in West Virginia said a couple days ago. Governor Jim Justice said this. Now, folks, pay attention. This is very important. And I'm thinking maybe our governor, even our governor, may have gotten his eyes open to a fact. Please play that, Todd.
Did you hear what the governor of West Virginia just said?
I'm going to give you a few stats now about what's going on in West Virginia, but West Virginia is seeing a 26% increase in positive cases of people that are fully vaccinated over the last 8 weeks. We'll read that one more time. West Virginia is seeing a 26% increase in positive cases in people that are fully vaccinated, and a 21% increase in breakthrough cases requiring hospitalization for people that are fully vaccinated. We have also seen a 25% increase in deaths of people that are fully vaccinated over the last 8 weeks. Now, that's not a 25% increase of the total numbers or whatever. It is a 25% increase of deaths of people that are fully vaccinated over the last 8 weeks.
All right. I mean, Coach, I believe he may learn a lesson. What do you think?
Well, you know what is amazing to me, Butch, is how we have lost the inability to rationally think.
Oh, yes.
Now, you hear that, right? You hear
yes.
what he just said, and it goes right over everybody's head, and then they can't wait, Butch, to go out and get another jab. They can't wait to go out and we have lost the inability to even reason anymore, Butch.
Yes, we have. You know, back when he was crying wolf and everybody was scared to death, they all lined up to listen to him every Monday. He did an update. Now he said that, and I don't know anybody even commented on it. I haven't heard anybody talk about it except me. That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But anyway, Coach, tell us how we're going to fight back, and then I'm going to get into some benefits, too, beyond this that you're working on to help other ministries. But tell us how we have got this plan for Christians to stand up and fight back. And I'm sorry you don't feel well. I really am, Coach. I mean that. But
I appreciate it, Bush.
But
well,
tell
Bush,
us.
Anybody's followed what I've done for the last 20-some years in Path to Salt Ministries, as we have been working day and night to try to get people to engage the culture, Butch, out on the streets, out at school board meetings, out at city council meetings, out at libraries. We have been saying that the only way that we are ever going to see any change is if the church comes out of hiding and come out and get and engaged in the culture. Jesus said that we were the salt of the earth. And he said, if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing, except
right.
to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. So what has happened to us, Butch? What has happened to modern Christianity? And see, my life changed, Butch, back in 1997 when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for praying with our football teams and went through a two-year battle with them. At the conclusion of that 2 year of the ACLU, I quit teaching and coaching and walked away. I didn't lose my job, but I won. I won the, we reached an out-of-court settlement. I said, listen, get out and wake people up and understand the British are coming. This is 21 years ago, Butch.
Yes.
I got to go out and tell the pastors what's going on and warn them. Tell them we got to wake up. They're taking over our schools. They're taking prayer off of our football field. Come on, we got to get involved. And Butch, it was the greatest disappointment of my life when I found out the pastors didn't want to know.
Yes.
They did not.
Yes.
They didn't want to know, brother. And so we've been doing Past Assault Ministries for 21 years, and we've been raising up men and women all across America and these little things we call little salt and light brigades. And we have active guys out on the streets, and the time has come for us to begin to get people out on the street. And that's really what the genesis of what we're doing here with this the ChristianRevolution.net. Hey, Butch. Not
yes.
the conservative revolution. I'm so sick and tired of those freaking
Amen.
Conservatives, right?
Amen.
Those conservatives have never found anything they were willing to fight for or to die for. And all they want to do is try to conserve. They hide on that right side of the center circle and act like they're trying to advance the kingdom of God, and but they're not. So we made it very, very specific. This was the Christian revolution, the Christian revolution, not the conservative revolution. And I've been working with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Ohio Brett and some others behind the scenes, and we launched that last weekend in Buffalo, New York. And Butch, we've already I suppose I can say how much money we've raised, can I, Brett? Yeah, we've raised in the neighborhood of $100,000, Butch, in about five days.
Well, tell us what you can do with that.
It's very multifaceted, but here's what we want to do. First of all, we want to raise some money, and we want to hire legal protection for moms and pops, where their kids are being forced to wear masks at school, or teachers are being forced to wear masks, or nurses are losing their job. But we know of a woman who worked for ESPN 27 years, and they fired her because she wouldn't take a shot. But they can't do that.
No, but, I understand what that. Yes.
But what happens is nobody will fight for these people. You go to the attorney. Where are the attorneys? Have you any idea where the attorneys are? So we say this war is going on all around us, and you go to an attorney, and it says, yeah, I'm glad to help. You got a $5,000 retainer?
Yep.
Well, no wonder we can win. So can't win. So we are opening up the ChristianRevolution.net, and we are going to begin to hire lawyers all around America, Butch, to take on these cases that are currently coming up before the courts. So
that's exactly why I supported Liberty Counsel last few months. You're doing the same thing, only you're doing much deeper. You're going to do a lot more than just sue the company or the business or the school, whatever. Once you get this going, you go ahead and tell the story of what's going to happen to every employee in the school. But you go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to. Our plan is. See, everybody is just following orders from their boss, whoever it is, right?
Right.
And this is just following orders. I want to keep my job. I'm just following orders. Well, it's the ultimate bullying, Butch. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to take a shot. You have a religious exemption. You don't have to do that. But nobody will stand up and push back against it. So we said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find cases, and they're lining up already, Butch. And we're going to go into a hospital, and some nurse who's being forced to take the jab she didn't want to. We're going to go in that hospital, and we're going to sue the administration. We're going to sue the doctors. We're going to sue the janitor. We're going to sue everybody who's been complicit in telling this woman she has to take a vaccination. And what we will force them to do, we believe, is they will have to it'll be divide and conquer, because each one of those people that we sue will have to get their own legal protection. And then people are going to continue to blindly follow the government, whatever the government says or whatever their boss says. And and unless we stand up now and push back against this litigation, Butch, they're just going to run right over the top on us. We know right now they're getting ready to, we're going to do another lockdown, Butch. They're going to do another lockdown. How stupid are we, right? It's coming. And so
yes,
that's
coming.
Why. So our plan, Brett's getting out.
I'll wait.
Okay. Butch, our plan is this. Folks, I'm serious as a judge. We're going to get we're going to get a million people to give us $100, Butch. It's $100 million. And what we're going to do with it, when those people go online and they donate and they leave us our email, Butch, we are building a million-man army.
Amen.
And not only are we going to be able to build a million-man army, but we are going to be able to do a good job with all the emails, Butch, of putting together those emails in localities. People in individual counties, people in individual states will be able to unify those people and say, we're going to win these battles locally, but we've got to quit fighting in silos by ourselves.
Amen.
So as people go online and they donate $100 if they could, folks, if we don't get in the game now, your money's gonna be worthless. I don't know why we can't see the urgency of the time in which we live. So that's what we're doing. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, everybody knows Dr. Sherry. She's the mastermind behind this whole thing, and we're traveling the country and we're raising up money. And I said we raised $100,000 in 5 days over Labor Day weekend. So we would ask your listeners, Butch, go to thechristianrevolution.net and donate. Just donate. Give us $100, and we promise you that we are going to use it to begin to go on the offensive. And you were mentioning the Liberty Council, and you know most of these law firms, Butch, they're defense funds. Mm-hmm. We need an offense fund.
That's it.
We need somebody punching in the face. We don't need defense. And so that's really that's the beginning of where we are, Butch. We see a lot of things expanding off of this, but this is the initial surge to try to get a million people to give us $100.
Well, what really thrills me is, and I don't like seeing people hurt, but if they are complicit to the crime of trying to force someone to take something in the body that is absolutely against their religious convictions or against their common sense of all things, if they are complicit in it because they're still working there and they took the jab so they keep a job and they're telling everybody else to do the same thing, they're complicit. The janitor needs sued. He has to get a lawyer. The cooks need sued. Everyone needs sued from the bottom up and top down. And then we realize, hey, we can't do this anymore. We can't afford these lawyers. We got to stop this. I mean, the lower people, so to speak, will be yelling at the top people saying, we can't do this. We can't afford this. Don't do this to us. And when you do that to enough companies or enough schools or enough hospitals, we're going to see them starting to holler, uncle, we quit. Quit pushing this. We can't afford this battle. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because the truth of the matter is, Butch, the Nuremberg Codes, Butch, they cannot do what they're doing to us. Butch, the First Amendment of the Constitution gives you the right to free exercise of your faith. They cannot force you to wear a mask. They cannot force you to take a jab. They cannot do it, Butch. But because we've been played, we've been back, and we've yielded all of our power and all of our authority to the Supreme Court and to the courts, and they've taken all over. Butch, we've just been in over letting them have us. So I say it's time that... I say it's time we rallied our troops and let's go on the war front and let's take back what the devil stole from us, buddy.
I agree. And just like the pastor, Dr. Tenpenny shared at this, when she spoke in St. Louis, St. Charles, she said that a lady went to the doctor with what she thought maybe heart problems. They wouldn't treat her because she didn't have the jab. Those people need sued.
They do,
and I can't even get in to see a specialist. I need to see one. I really do. I got problems. Nothing's too serious, but I got problems to be taken care of. I can't go in because I refuse to wear a mask. They won't let me in. So maybe I need to talk to you about that. Maybe I need to get a letter to them. You know, but it's time.
Yes.
It's time to fight. It's time to say enough is enough. And folks, get angry for God's glory and for your children's sake. Get mad.
Butch, we're going to partner with professional athletes. You know, these jabs, Butch, are causing them heart issues. It's going to destroy their careers. And nobody is standing up and pushing back for them. And we know of many professional athletes who do not want to take the jab, but they don't know what the heck to do. So that's another aspect that we're using. This is so wide. And I'm going to tell you, we don't have to win too many cases before the whole thing's going to fold.
I agree.
If we don't stop it right now, brother. You know, it's now or never, baby.
You'll be getting my donation within a couple of days. I can promise you that.
Well, we're at war already. Butch, there's
yes,
a war raging around us. It's not coming. They're already storming the beaches. They're already laying their landmines. They're already boxing us in. And we, for the most part, the church has no idea what's going on. And so the Christian revolution, I'm sick and tired of Christians being a majority, a mistreated, walked on majority. Are you tired of that, Butch?
I'm more than tired of it. I'm ready to puke.
We're going to go to Coca-Cola. We're going to go find out from Coca-Cola, hey, how much money did you guys give to Black Lives Matter? And they say, oh, well, we gave, you know, whatever. So, well, cool. We want it for the Christian revolution, too. We believe in tolerance and diversity. And we want the same money you gave to BLM. And go to every one of these institutions, and that's why they're discriminating against Christianity. Why they're discriminating against Christians, and why they wear their tolerance and diversity a little bit bolder on their sleeve, and begin to move the ball forward.
And folks, he said it, and I've said that we are running out of time, and I'm not going to get into this tonight. It's not the topic, but they're bringing Afghan. And I'm not kidding. They're bringing in Afghans, young men, ages 18 to 30, by the plane loads, bring them into the country. Believe me, there's about to be a move in this nation to take what's left of our liberties, to disarm the people. This is coming, folks. This is coming. The economy's going to crash. We're going to go to hell in a handbasket. If we don't stand up now, and maybe by the grace of our Father in heaven through His Son, Jesus Christ, get a reprieve, we don't have but months left, if that long, in this country. Now, you
think
I'll pull your leg, that's fine. You believe what you want, but I'm warning you. I'm telling you this is coming. It's already here. Food shortage is already here. Food price going through the roof. And we're losing our freedoms every day to some damnable doctrine of a so-called COVID. They can't even find the virus. How they know it exists, I had no idea. They can't find it. I was talking to Dr. Day. He said, Doctor, this COVID cured the flu because nothing but a flu. He said, yeah, that's all it is. It is a form of flu. The doctor said that. Folks, we've been conned. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's the exact same thing, Butch. I saw this today. The Afghan refugees they're bringing in, they bring them into the border. Did you see this, Butch? They're treating them with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Now, they won't let us. They won't let us have it, right?
Right.
They won't let us have it, right? Because why? It's a Luciferian system, Butch.
I got my ivermectin today. It's called horsewarming medicine. I got it today.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Folks, get away, Ken, because they're running out in stores. I promise ivermectin. You go to the local Tractor Supply or Southern States and get some while you still can. Back at the break, folks, you want to talk to us, 844-769-2944. Let's get fired up, stand up, speak up, and do something.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This
folks,
is war.
We are back, and tonight we are starting something that could, with God's help and our persistence and our faithfulness to Christ and to our friends and families, our brothers and sisters in Christ, if we will stand together and do this, go to thechristianrevolution.net. I'm going to do that in the next couple of days. I can't afford to give a fortune, but I'm going to give something because I'm going to be one of the first cases they have brought up. Thechristianrevolution.net. I am so excited to know we can finally have a tool to fight back. They'll sue us, folks. They put preachers in jail. You know that. My goodness, you know that. For standing up. They put them in jail. Sometimes these preachers got to hire lawyers for thousands and thousands of dollars. And they really can't afford it. I know I couldn't afford it. But now we can make them start suffering the same. Right down to, the janitor. Let them understand what it's like to be on the other side for a while. It's time for Christians to say, okay, If you want to fight, we've done our best to stop it, and not without fighting, but that we turned the other cheek for the last time. You slapped us too many times. We're moving on. Now you're going to back up, or we're coming after you, or both. We'll do either one. But we're coming. And this is so exciting to hear this. And Coach, when do you think you have to have this launch to, get a full start?
Well, this weekend. We're in Oklahoma. A three-day tour in Oklahoma, and we launched it in Buffalo last week, but it's going to really kick off this weekend in Oklahoma. Three different stops in Oklahoma, and then we're just putting these things on around America. But listen, Butch, this is so simple. We're going to hold rallies. We're going to get people involved. We held our rally in Buffalo, New York. It took us two days, Butch, to organize it. And we had a packed house. People came. They are so sick of it. They're so livid. But to think that the government, you can go into somebody and say, I have a religious exemption, or I have religious reasons why I will not wear a mask, and they can refuse it. What the heck? Where do they get the power to be able to do that?
It's Amen.
It's a First Amendment inalienable right, brother. They can't do that. And so let's go sue some superintendents. Let's put some superintendents in jail for practicing medicine without a license, giving medical advice, right?
And doctors who insist that you get jabbed before they see you if you got to wear a mask in the office. Let's go after them also. Amen.
We don't play like that, do we? We just don't play. We say, well, Christians, we just go along to get along. Well, how's that been working for us, brother? We have lost every righteous part of America has been gone, as the majority of Americans still are Christians, and we are the most oppressed majority in the history of the world. And it's time we begin to stand up and push back.
We've lost right down to the home. We've lost right down to the home. Every institution, including the home, we've lost. And I have to say that the majority of people in this nation may say they're Christians, but I don't believe most of them are. But nonetheless, it doesn't take but a few. And I say, we have 330 million people in this country. If we could round up 2 million people that say this is enough, my friends, we could change this for the sake of our children and grandchildren. Coach, next month, in October, I'm going to have a great-grandson. You imagine that?
Wow. Yeah,
great,
man.
His name is Jackson, with an X, J-A-X-S-O-N. I'm going to have a great-grandson. He's not even in the world yet with his eyes open to see. But his papa had been on the radio almost 30 years battling this. And I'm tired of playing defense. I'm tired of trying to be nice and talk to politicians and beg politicians and judges, please, please, please listen to this. And we know we're right. And they don't care. Tyrants don't care when you say please. Please mean nothing to a tyrant. You got to hit them where it hurts. And one of those places is right in their pocketbook.
One of the things that's really been, I'm not a theologian, and I don't like theology divides. We all know that, right? But the whole idea that the fight went out of the church when the church began full speed, full imploded rapture doctrine, meaning that you don't have to fight because we're all going to be out of here. We don't know when it's going to be, right? So, whether you believe in a rapture or don't believe in a rapture, it doesn't matter. But if we don't stand up and push back, and the rapture doesn't come when we think it's going to come, what the heck is it going to be like for our children and our grandchildren? So we hear people say, Butch, Coach, we win in the end. I said, good Lord, I want to win now. I want to win for my children and my grandchildren. I want to advance the kingdom of God now.
If our founders would have thought that, if they would have thought, well, we'll win in the end, we would never have had America in the first place, people.
Wouldn't be here, buddy.
I'm going to say just like it is, and I'm saying this biblically, it's a damned excuse. I mean damned in a sense that's going to take people to hell. It's a damned excuse. It's all it is. They're cowards. And if you're waiting for the rapture, my friends, you're going to be for a shock. That's side the point. We're here to do battle. That's why I give you the whole armor of God. And this is what it's all for. And whether we win or lose, and we say, well, preacher, this may end in the next 6 months. It could. But maybe 600 years, too. You don't know this. I'm going to fight for my great-grandson. You do what you want to. Watch TV, wait for the rapture. You're going to be surprised. Or sit back on your amazing grace and once saved, always saved idea. And live like hell and go to heaven. Just go ahead for yourself, which is right or wrong here. I'm going to fight. Coach is going to fight. And I'm not going to back up and say I'm sorry when I offend somebody. Christ offended enough people that got him hung on a cross. Paul was beheaded. Peter was slaughtered and killed. James was killed with a sword. Folks, why? And Stephen was stoned. Why in the name of God are we walking in fear?
Oh, my God. We're supposed to expand the kingdom. We're supposed to occupy till he comes. And we have not been doing it, Butch. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons. We have the worst Christian leadership in the history of America right now. Would you agree with that, Butch?
I agree. I totally agree. Yes.
And so,
totally agree.
God's team is supposed to be His body, His church. That's His team, and we're deformed. We're deformed. We're womanized. It's unbelievable. But so listen, this is a Christian revolution. Meaning what? Yeah. We are going to expand the kingdom of God again, brother. We're not going to fall for this tolerance and diversity. We're going to demand our place at the table. We're going to no longer allow them to treat us like third-class citizens just because we happen to be Christians and they know that they can get away with it. We're not going to let them do that, Butch. That's what this ChristianRevolution.net is all about. Now, Butch, we've known each other for quite a while, but you know this about me. I'm a man of integrity, Butch. I'm not playing games, man. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is, she's kind of the financial CEO of what we're doing here. She's gotten all the accounts. The money's going into those accounts. These are not tax-deductible donations. We ain't going to bow to the government, get them to kiss our ring so that we can get a tax write-off. Non-tax write-off donation. ChristianRevolution.net.
Ooh, you're not 401c3, so people can't save money by giving to you. Oh,
that's right.
Folks, I've said this many times behind the pulpit. If you're giving money to save money, you are a hypocrite from the ground up and the head down.
Amen.
Just that easy.
Giving money to save money. That's a great line, Butch.
So, well, it's just the way it is.
So Butch, I mean, look at our... I go back to when I was sued by the ACLU in 1997, which I'd never played a football game as a player, as a coach, in my entire life where there wasn't a prayer. Now, when I grew up in high school, playing in high school, I wasn't a Christian. I was a Catholic boy, whatever that means. I wasn't a Christian. We prayed. Everybody prayed. Nobody cared whether you prayed or not. And then what happened? Then the assault came on everything Christian. They come in, Everson versus Board of Education, said there's a separation between the church and state, and Christianity went out the window, and we became second-class citizens, and now secularism is the religion of the public schools. Secularism is the religion of the government. And by the way, God is above government, Butch. Government,
amen.
Government is,
amen.
Isn't over church. Government isn't over church. Church is over government. We got it upside down.
That is upside down. And the Bible says all government is on Christ's shoulders. That's where it's supposed to be, folks. That's where it's supposed
to
be.
And
we have placated the evil trying to. Oh, well, it's almost like the debate of gun control, Coach. Where they're trying to outlaw 50 guns. And you go to court and they only got to outlaw one. Well, we won. No, you didn't. You lost one. He'll come back again. You'll lose another one. You can't win by compromising.
You can't appease those guys, Butch.
No, you can't.
You can't appease.
It's like a cancer. Like a cancer. If you don't cut it out, it will kill you. Wow, you get me fired up, Coach. Thing we don't get together too good. You give me high blood pressure.
But, Butch, there's guys like me and you all across America, aren't there? There are good pastors
like
you. They're everywhere. But we have to get these guys... unified.
Yeah, man, I agree. Let's take a phone call from Arizona. We're going to bring up a guy in Arizona. His name is Gary, who from Safford, Arizona, who has stood on the streets for years trying to save babies' lives. The churches won't even hardly say hi to him, and he's still out there faithfully doing this. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Dave. I'm pretty excited.
A little more volume, Todd, please.
Hey, Coach Dave. Coach Dave, I've talked to you a couple of times on Butch's show in the past. But
I'm really
excited about what you're doing.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And my little Created Equal team here, you know, we're only about seven people.
Right.
But tomorrow, we go on the street every Wednesday in the heart of town and show people what abortion is. You know, we're with Created Equal, and I know that you know Mark Harrington.
Know him well, yes.
And what they're doing there. So we do that here too. And I just want to say this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Can you imagine, Gary, that if we had a million man army and we were communicating with each other and we sent the word out, hey, everybody, we need you at this abortion clinic Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and we sent the word out to everybody and everybody showed up. If we did that a few times, we would push back against those forces of darkness. But we don't have we have no connection to one another in this battle. So there you are out there with Created Equal doing, fighting all you can. You get six, seven or eight people come with you when there are a lot of people out there who would probably be with you, but they're not connected. So that's what we're trying. That's one of the things we're trying to do with the ChristianRevolution.net is accumulate the emails so we can put people into groups.
Well, praise God. You know, I've been like that myself for a long, long time. And, you know, I've been here for here where I live for about 27 years. All the time that I was here, nobody ever came up to me and asked me to go to their church. Nobody came up to me and put a tract in my hand. So, you know, years ago, when I went to the street, and I put up the placards about killing the babies, right? Now, this is kind of funny in one way. Just the other day, I said, you know, these people won't evangelize, and the churches are dying here. And I said, so we're going to do it. So I made four signs today. They put up two-sided signs. So when all this traffic passes me, the first sign you're going to say is, you know, Jesus Christ. Second sign, the way. Third sign, the truth. The last sign, the life. So if they won't evangelize, by God, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to make that part that we put up there, you know, every Wednesday and every Sunday. So when church people pass us by, they can hear the gospel.
Amen.
And, you know, I thank you both so very, very much for what you do. And it's such a pleasure to call into this show, and I've been doing that for a long time. And people that are people of action, not
Amen.
People that just
Amen.
Talk. It's people of action.
Amen.
So may the blessings of God be upon you both, and God bless you, and I will tell our team members tomorrow about your internet site, and I'm sure that they will help as best they can. Blessings to you both.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Gary. Bye. God bless you, my friend. What a faithful servant to Christ. Go ahead, Gary.
Here's something I think is really, really critical to what we're doing. We want this to be, again, Butch, the Christian revolution. And, Butch, we're not just defending Christians. We are defending Christian values. You understand
Amen.
That?
Amen.
So
yes.
We want people. We think it's going to become a great evangelistic opportunity when people who are getting free legal care from a Christian organization. They're not even Christians, and they're going to say, "What the heck is in them? We're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We're here to expand the kingdom. We're here to defend righteousness for everybody." Which I think.
Amen.
I think it is so much of the Lord.
Well, it truly is. And, you know, Coach, people seem to forget the last thing Christ told us to do, and it was some of his last words in Matthew, was he said, "All power is given to me in the heaven and earth." In other words, I have all authority. I want you, with this authority, to go out and teach all nations to do what? To do what? Have a hot dog sale. Have a hot dog sale. No.
Observe
all things, all commandments. All commandments, folks. Everything commandments were to teach others. We haven't done a cotton picking thing in the churches as a whole. I'm going to share this on the air in the local community where I live in. I lived here since 1965. That's how I was in the military. And, Coach, the church I come to Christ in used to have 180, 230 people a week in the church. I went by there the other day, and there were six cars there. Another church in the community that split up over homosexuality. They're preaching queers at this first church.
Man.
Yeah, and they're down to 8 or maybe 10 cars. And I'm thinking, why? Because there's nothing there that they have to offer the people. They have this in the world. Why should they go to church to hear a little sermonette or how we love our neighbor and let the sodomites pervert your children? No, no, folks. That's not Bible. Not Bible. There's nothing in the church to draw the people anymore. The power's gone.
Amen.
Go
Amen. So the reality of it is then, we have yielded our children to Caesar, right? Bible says, to talk about money, people say, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto the Lord the things that are the Lord's." Butch, do those children belong to Caesar? What the heck are we doing putting our kids in public schools, paying the salaries of people to teach things that we don't even believe? Teaching to our children things we don't even believe. And why? Well, because there's a separation between the church and state. Hey, Butch, there ain't no separation between the truth and state, brother. And so we've got to stand up. We have to stand up for the truth. And that's what we're going to do with the Christian Revolution.
We're going to take another call in just a minute. But I want to say this too, Coach. There is no secular part to a Christian's life. He's either all holy in the eyes of God or it's sin. There's no secular life. There's no such thing as us doing a secular job. If I'm doing the job and getting paid for it, my duty to God is to do the best I can for the man I'm working for the glory of God, and be a witness to my boss. That's why there's no secular part of a Christian's life. It's either holy and it's God's, or it's not at all. And folks, it's just that easy. We bought damn lies over the years. Go ahead, Coach.
No man can serve two masters, right, Butch?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus made it very, very clear. You either have your father, the devil, or you're the seed of the serpent, right? I'm sorry.
Amen.
The seed of the serpent or the seed of the woman. And you can't serve two masters.
You can't separate church from anything and have anything pure. I saw this, to it. And you heard the sermon I preached out there on a stolen, forgotten birthright. We've forgotten who we are in God. And I, for one, am reclaiming it. And I don't care what the cost is. If Christ said, count the cost. I'll count the cost. If they kill me tomorrow, take everything I have. I don't care. My Savior is worth more than I could ever accumulate in this world. That's for sure. And you say, well, how about your family? My family's okay. My wife's walking in Christ. I don't want to see something happen to her. But Christ is number one. Even over my wife, I've been married to for almost 50 years. He's either number one or he's not at all. In Matthew 10, he said so. So it's just that easy, folks. Make your mind up. Stand up. Or please, if you're not going to stand with us, get off the field. You're cluttering up the field. Go do something else. Let us
fight. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. And
Butch,
I appeal to grandpas. Grandpas, wake up. Look at your grandson. Look at your great grandson. What are you leaving to them? Are we foolish enough? Are you foolish enough to think that Donald Trump's going to come back and be president and all of a sudden everything's good? No. Hey, Butch. We have a Luciferian seized government. Our government is Luciferian controlled, and they are controlling all of us, including the church. And we got to stand up, fight back, and reclaim those things that Christ gave us, brother.
Amen. Amen. And the government's been controlled by Satan longer than you and I've been alive. But it's just got really hellish in our lifetime, folks. On my watch, we got to get the phone call. But on my watch, we've seen prayer taken out of school. On my watch, I'm talking about our generation. We've seen hippies come up and start growing their long hair and dressing like boys and girls, wearing the same kind of clothes, free loving and sex and drugs. And then we see them start murdering unborn babies on our watch. Then we see them sodomize their sons of the Supreme Court, making so-called legal for two men, two sexual deviants, to get married. And this is what's happened on our watch, Coach. And I'm mad at
Amen.
Me. I'm mad at me. I'm sick of this.
I'm mad at me.
Now, let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Look in the mirror, right, Butch?
Amen.
Look in the mirror. We're the one that did it. I don't love my grandkids. I don't love them enough to stand up and fight for them, right?
I totally agree. If you got your children in public school and you say you love them, folks, I think you may take another look at the Word. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, guys. Here's a piece of news. The Satanic Church, on behalf of the Planned Parenthood Clinic, just got an injunction to stop the Texas law from closing down the Planned Parenthood clinics. So the evil side, Satan side, has a fund. It's about time we had a Christian side.
Well, they are 501c3, Jan. They're 501c3. They're equal to the church, 501c3. The church does the same thing.
No. Churches that are 501c are probably on the other side.
That's what I'm saying. If you're 501c3, maybe some pastors are in the stand-up. Thank God for them. But as a whole, the 501c3 church is a whore, a harlot, a Babylon, and payday's coming for her, believe me. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, the Bible, I like to tell people this, but Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, Bush, what does free exercise mean? And it says the only one that could make any restrictions on religion is Congress, and they can't make any restrictions. It's exactly what the First Amendment says. So when it says prohibiting the free exercise thereof, Bush, they can't do it.
They can't have
no restrictions.
The reason they do it is because we let them do it.
Misunderstanding and miseducation.
Yep. Jan, go ahead. Go ahead, Jan.
I got one more thing to say. I heard Augustus Perez say this. He said that the Satanists just said that abortion is evil, that it belongs with Satan.
Yeah.
By going after that law, stop that the abortion issue, the Satanists just admitted that Lucifer is behind the abortions.
That is satanic worship. That's what that is. It's giving glory to Lucifer. It truly is.
And
good call, Jan.
They just admitted it.
Go ahead. That was good. Send that to me, please. I appreciate it. Jan, good call. Thank you. Folks, down the last 2-3 minutes here. Okay. Give us coffee, but you better hurry. 844-769-2944. And folks, I'm saying this one more time. If you like what we're doing on the radio broadcast, help us keep these bills going this month. Please, please, please. We need your help on that. And Coach Dave, I don't want to say to you except God bless your brother. When you see Dr. Sherry, give her a hug. When you see your daughter tomorrow, tell her that Pastor Butch and the whole crew is praying for her.
I appreciate it, Butch. And I would ask you all out there, pray for Dr. Sherry. She's been under the weather like
Amen,
I have
yes.
been. She said she slept 20 hours yesterday. Never done that in her life. And it's something really
y'all,
jumped.
Y'all are under a tremendous load. You're under a tremendous load. You're wearing yourself out.
Yeah.
Seriously, you are.
Yeah, and yes, so we've been hanging out together, and something jumped on both of us. I wonder, Butch, if it wasn't more demonically charged than what we understand it. I'm finally fighting.
I have no doubt.
I'm finally getting through it, and Sherry's getting through it. But brother, we are over the target. We covet your prayer. Hey, friends, listen. Everybody listening out there, please. This is worth $100. This is the future of our nation. This is worth $100. Don't expect somebody else to do it. Chip in.
Amen.
Help us to fight back.
Well, Coach, I promise that I'll do whatever I can. If you need me, I am here. You and I have been together now as a team for a lot of years, and I remember back when you first started, and you thought I was a little crazy at one time, I guess. But so
crazy like a fox.
Well, you know, the Lord showed me things, and I'm saying this to glorify my Father, not me. I was talking about these things, and I'm going to say New Testament prophesying these things 20-some years ago, and they're here. They're here.
Yes, sir. They are, brother. They are.
They're here.
So,
they're here.
So, Butch, we have to, I tell everybody that people say, well, you know, you look at the book of Revelation, you look at the signs of the times. I said, listen, folks, those are just road signs. That's just road signs. It's just a sign marker so you know where you are. You don't know when you're at the end of that destination. We don't know when that is. Let's stand up and fight.
God bless, Coach. I'll be in touch and keep us informed about your daughter, okay?
All right, Butch. Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Folks, love you and see you tomorrow afternoon on Melody's program tomorrow night with our guest, Pastor Stephen Brogan. Don't miss it. I promise it's going to be good. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.